Namaste, my friends, and welcome to another live cast. My name is Victor, and today I'm going to talk about being an empath and give you some good empath training. The training you probably weren't taught in school, and yet for a lot of you awakening souls, as you've come to find, is very relevant. So I have a lot of experience with being very sensitive during the course of my life. And I'm going to share with you a lot of the wisdom that I've gained along my way. But as I always do, I'll wait a moment here for some people to hop on, and then we'll get rocking and rolling. Hey, Lori, what's up? Christine, good to see ya. We're just waiting a minute here for people to come on. Wait about a full minute. Hey. Hello. Hello, good to see you too. Reagan, hey. Linda, okay, cool. Okay, my friends, what we're gonna do now is we're gonna tune on in like before. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna strike my singing bowl three times. And the whole name of the game here is we're gonna collectively listen to the same frequency, and we're gonna listen and tune into it and follow it into silence. We'll do that three times. It'll help us all kind of sync up together. And if nothing else, it'll put me in a good space so I can give you guys a good performance. Okay, here we go. That feels nice. Let me just move this out of the way. Again, for those of you who hopped on during our little meditation, I want to say welcome to all of you as well. We're going to talk about being an empath. I call this today's going to be Empath Training 101. We'll talk about a few different facets of it. One of them is how to control and maintain your vibration around negative people and circumstances. How to use the negativity, and or not so much that, how to use your sensitivity as a way of greatly accelerating your life on all levels. And then I'll share with you some more nuts and bolts practical hacks and tips and tricks that can help you more like right off the bat. Little things you can include in your life that'll make a big difference in your vibration and energy, okay? Before I get into that, I have a couple announcements. One of them, if you haven't been on the site recently, yesterday, I changed it around yet again for the final time. I wanted to make it more organized and accentuate what I believe to be the most transformative aspects of the program, which are these live casts now that I'm doing where I'm teaching you guys different lessons. So it'll be organized like that. You'll see, it's pretty self-explanatory. And there's one actual course I made recently. It's about how to connect to your higher self without meditation or needing to be overly spiritually disciplined, just more so making you aware and allowing you to embrace what's already happening with your connection that you might not be aware of. That's a free course. It's available right there in the website to you guys. It's not even released to the public yet. Go ahead and enjoy it. It's right there when you log on. Okay? Other than that, we'll get right into it. So again, we're gonna talk about being an empath today. What up, Raymond? So just a little backstory for those of you who don't really know, you know, maybe know me as, you know, haven't seen all my videos, is that as I've shared, growing up, I was always, like a lot of you probably, very, very sensitive. I remember I would think to myself, even as a young child, like either people just aren't talking about it or they're just not experiencing life the way I am. I always just felt like just the moods of people, the energies of situation, just life in general would affect me so physically. And it made it very difficult to concentrate and not be distracted by the constant stormy emotions in my body. And like a lot of us, it led to a lot of social anxiety growing up. Eventually, it led me to use heroin, which is a drug that took it away completely, but of course has its own bag of consequences. But my point is, it was at that time worth it to me to use drugs, because it was, even though with all the consequences, it was better for me to feel and finally like just live life and be myself and not have to always deal with my emotions. And of course, that was a long time ago. That was like, you know, like 15 years ago or something. God, I'm getting old. And a long time ago. But and then I had my Kundalini awakening. After my Kundalini awakening, whatever complaint I had about my prior sensitivity, it was now on overdrive, and I was sensitive to everything. Yeah, I was getting, my chakras were blocked up. I couldn't think straight. I was a mess. I was exhausted all the time. I was just getting battered around by the energies of people, places, and things. But that's not how my life is anymore. That was a long time ago as well. And now I feel like I've learned to use my growing sensitivity in a way that allows me to accelerate my life. A lot of the situations that I struggled in, I realized I didn't have to struggle in. I just didn't really know how to use and embrace my sensitivity. So that's the whole aim for you guys, to show you that right now, even though you might, a lot of us look at being an empath like a disorder, like I'm handicapped, so I'm bound to this wheelchair. I better hope there to be ramps for me because there's all these limitations. That's like the mindset of a lot of people. Instead, I have this, instead of like, dude, I have this awesome psychic skill that's gonna allow me to make very wise choices and grow myself, my vibration, my life very, very, very quickly in a very accelerated way. I'm gonna help my goal to shift your mindset and then show you how to do that, which you all can do, okay? So with that out of the way, we'll get right into it. So number one, how to manage your vibration and energy around negative people, negative situations. It can be challenging. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to have the mindset of this. It goes back to something Tony Robbins said. He always says he never likes to look at his life as something happening to him. Sometimes things happen to us. He says everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, is happening for him. So when there's a negative person in your life pressing your buttons, you can switch it around and say, why is this happening for me? This negative person with their negative energy and their toxic mood is a messenger, it's a teacher, it's a helper, it's a catalyst for your growth. It's a log to add to the flame of your growing awareness and consciousness and vibration. And when you look at it that way, not only can you use it in that way, but you can very quickly, once you use the lesson for the use it's representing for you, then you're no longer affected by the energy of the person. They might still be in your life, but you won't feel it on a physical, empathic level, okay? So the way I do this is whenever there's a, and I'll give examples, whenever there's like negative situations in my life that I could say, wow, I'm so empathic, this situation is like 10 times worse for me. Whenever I'm in that situation, I ask three questions. One of them is, what learning lesson is inherent in this situation? There's always something to learn. And I'll give an example, something happening right now. I'm watching my kids for a week. I'm on like hour 37. I'm counting the hours. Just kidding. So it's tough, man. It's I was cocky going into it. It's hard. They're draining me. I love them, but their energy is sort of negative at times and affects my vibration, affects my mood, and it's a challenging situation that I believe, because being so sensitive, it makes me more like susceptible to it. Regardless, the way I looked at it is like, okay, this is happening for a reason. Even though it may be a struggle, you might not feel your best this week, Vic. What can you learn from it? I already learned a lesson just yesterday. Be more selfless. As a person, as a father, I'm used to having a certain routine where I do a certain amount of things for myself that day. I spend plenty of time with my children. I'm not used to spending all of my time at all times with my kids. And I'm learning that I can't go through the day the way I used to now in this new situation. I have to be more selfless, work less, focus on Victor less, not really expect to take time for myself and be more for them. And so if this situation, I'll get through this week, whether it's good or bad or whatever, I'm going to take the lesson that I'm going to be more selfless as a human being. So that's something good I can bring out of the negative situation that will hopefully ripple on for the rest of my life. Another thing is, what positive course of action can I take from this negative person's energy, the situation, etc.? I'll give you another example. Normally my wife handles a lot of my emails, a lot of like the details of my online business. There's a lot of different spreadsheets and all this stuff that has to kind of go on. And I don't have to deal with that, thankfully. I just get to focus on what I like doing, like hanging out with you guys. But I have to do that now. And on top of having my kids here. So it's like a perfect storm of stress, energy, infiltrating my body. And it's affecting me. I'm not in as good a space. But say, what positive course of action can I take? So from that particular situation, it was a message. I knew it. It's time to hire a virtual assistant. Something I've always been aware of being a possibility. My buddy Aaron's always trying to tell me to do it. He has one and it's made his life a lot easier. And now I've allowed myself to attract a perfect storm of stress to give me that push that I might not have been motivated to do. And now I will do that. I'm gonna be on top of that the second Patty gets home, getting a virtual assistant, because she doesn't need to be putting up with this stuff either. So again, it's a negative situation that there'll be a positive outcome that will help me a lot. A lot of times as awakening souls, you will attract perfect storms of nuttiness and negativity in your life just to sufficiently motivate you to do something that's going to help you, okay? And question 3, can acceptance, love, and compassion dissolve the energy? Usually that's a yes. I'll give a perfect example of a specific negative person that came into my life just last week. Many of you know Patty's on this mission to become a shaman, and she found this awesome apprenticeship where this woman was going to work with her in a very intimate way for almost no money, just really like take her under her wing. Now, a little caveat here, this woman caught wind that Patty's going to Peru to spend time with other shamans and wants to explore other aspects of shamanism. And this woman was highly triggered by that, and she sent Patty this really emotive, negative, volatile, this crazy email you would not expect from a teacher of any kind. And Patty was all upset, so I read this email and it was like, oh, it was like getting smacked in the face with negative energy. I know you felt that. Sometimes just an attitude of somebody, way someone's expressing themselves, something you read online, a comment on Facebook, it can contain a very intense emotive charge to it that you as an empath, you feel. And it's so unpleasant. But most people, when that happens, they think, they'll ask me, Victor, how do I block out negative energy? How do I shield myself? How do I protect myself? And I don't think that's the answer. I think it's about using that to improve you. And in this case, what dissolved the energy, because I didn't really learn a lesson. Patty did. It said, yeah, go with somebody else. But for me, I was like, why am I feeling this energy? Why did this energy come into my life in the way it did, very potently? And I didn't know. I didn't have a lesson, really, honestly. I probably could think of one. But I thought my last resort is love, compassion, and acceptance can help dissolve this, which is always the case. And I've learned this a lot with negative comments on YouTube and stuff. So I started thinking about this woman. Started thinking about, like, what would cause her to react that way? I tried to see it from her side of the story, and then it dawned on me. It reminds me of myself. I know what it's like to be in her shoes. As a personal trainer, when you'd have a group of clients and one of them would say, you know what, I'm gonna choose someone else. I'm leaving your gym and going to another person's gym. There's an intense feeling of rejection, and it's tough. It's tough to like put yourself out there, do your best, and have people say, you know what, I don't like you. I like this better. And I believe that's what this woman was feeling, hurt, when she sent out that email. And in that context, just taking the time to see it from her perspective, it was like, okay, well, I wish this woman the best. I don't like feeling that way. I can understand why she would have been negative. And I hope she learns something and can grow and not be so hard on herself just because Patty's going another route. So anyway, this took about 5 minutes in my head because it was right before bed and I didn't want this sitting with me all night. And that literally took me from that emotional charge to, I was gone, I was free of it, and I felt a lot better, okay? So we're gonna move on from that. Those are the three questions. By the way, I've created a little PDF printout that's not available in this moment, but when this is uploaded to the website, on the page that you view it, which will be right at the top, easy to see, there'll be a little thing you can print out with sort of a summary of this in case you're, if you find yourself feeling like triggered, you can probably go back through it and say, ah, love and acceptance, or ah, what could I learn? Okay, so it'll kind of hopefully be a little cheat sheet for you. So here's number two. How can you use the negativity, or not the negativity, sorry, the sensitivity, your empathy, something, again, many people see as a burden. How can you use that to greatly improve your life? And I'll tell you how. One of them is I would just remind you that sensitivity is synonymous with psychic, perceptive, open, aware, self-aware. And if you learn to embrace your sensitivity, which a lot of us don't do that because there's so much darkness in the world, it's hard not to focus on all that we are more perceptive to. Like me, I use heroin. I try to block and suppress my sensitivity. Now it's the opposite. I embrace it. I say, how much more psychic can I become? Because the more open I become, the more I'm able to access aspects of myself that are non-physical and share them and help not only just people, you guys, but my life, develop higher self downloads and insights, all of that good stuff, the gut instinct to not take the job, the gut instinct to take this leap of faith and then it works out, all of that is part of your empathy and sensitivity. So what I would say is go rather than in the opposite direction of your empathy, go into it, become more psychic, develop your skills. And this could be very simple. I have a client that I'm working with one-on-one and I believe she's gonna be a medium. She kind of knows that too. And she's got a busy life. And I said, listen, you gotta take some time to kind of work on these skills because I could sense there's some power in this woman trying to come through. And I said, don't get too overwhelmed with life. You gotta dedicate time every night and focus on this. And she did it. She listened, she's doing it, she's having great success. And she's just kind of doing her own thing. She's got this little altar set up. She's got singing bowls, guided meditation. She played with crystals and water. All these kind of neat little spiritual things, all these different techniques, none better than any of the others. But she's experimenting. She's finding ways to tune in and to tap in. And she's making it kind of fun. So that can be a way that you can, again, just shift your perspective and attitude towards your empathy and have fun with it and develop it. And I'll tell you, this has levels too. A long time ago, I saw a psychic, a really mind-blowing one, and he told me right there, before I even had a spiritual awakening, I think, he said, you could do what I do. He said, you are psychic. And I was like, what? No, really? And I didn't believe it. And then recently in Sedona, I saw another psychic, and she said the same thing to me. She said, me and my friend Aaron saw this lady, and she told Aaron, you're a channeler. You're gonna like be channeling a lot. And I always thought I was a channeler. She's like, you are a psychic. I was like, really? Never thought about myself as a psychic so much. But I started to embrace that. I said, you know what? Okay, let's see how psychic I can be. And I've been just developing my own skills the way I just described, embracing it, like believing in it, and it's been mind-blowing how much I've become more psychic, believe it or not. Not like a good to your future, that kind of stuff, just more empathic, more sensitive, more open, and I'm getting new cues, new signals, with more clarity, and it's developing and blossoming because I'm embracing it. So I would invite you all to do that in your own way, whatever way it might work for you. Another really great way to use your empathy that might be initially perceived as a negative situation, how do you use that for good? And that's this. Whenever you find like a career or a relationship or any situation starting to like wear at you, become more out of alignment vibrationally that you can perceive because you are empathic and you might be like getting drained by it and affected by it and bugged by it. You might find it impossible to stay in a good mood because you're bound to it. That's the time to ask yourself a simple question. What else would I rather be doing? I had the same situation. I got into growing medical marijuana, as many of you know. I owned a gym. They were both parts of my joy and excitement. But as they became more and more out of alignment, my empathy was allowing me to be made miserable by both of those situations. The grow, it literally started to suck the life out of me. Not only the physical aspect of it, because it was a lot of labor, but because it was so stressful. Having plants, Mother Nature, be responsible for your bills is not always wise because of all the fluctuations that inevitably come along with that. So it's always stressful. One little thing could go wrong, it oftentimes would, and all of a sudden, like a whole a big chunk of your income just gone because of one little mistake. So it was like that stress was starting to wear at me. In the gym, it was a similar situation too, out of alignment. And that sucks. Feeling that way in that time of my life was not fun. Feeling this way right now, being sort of driven crazy by my kids a little bit, that's not fun either. But at least in the career situation, it begged the question, Victor, why are you doing this? What would you rather be doing? I knew the answer, but I was afraid of it. It was, I'd rather be living across the country and sharing on YouTube and helping people with this kind of stuff. And because of my empathy, those situations got so out of hand that I was like, I had no choice but to like, just sever ties because they were sucking the life out of me. So, but if I would have never been sufficiently motivated by my god darn empathy, I might still be living a very mediocre life, unsatisfied, unfulfilled, unhappy, just existing like a lot of people. So that's a big way to take your sensitivity to negativity and use it to propel you into where you really want to go. And lastly, just a word of the wise. Hey everybody who's been saying hello. Is take massive action on your feelings. Your awakening is always guiding you, even though it doesn't seem that way, but it doesn't do it through logic and reasoning most times, because it's more efficient to just say, it's more efficient just to feel, but most people don't trust their feelings. And I'll give an example. I was speaking to a client yesterday, and she's got this new job, and it's like taking up a lot of her time and her energy. And it's like, it's stressful a little bit, but it's a new job and she's excited about it, but she's not able to work on her spiritual stuff all that much these days. And she feels like she's like being lazy with it, even though she's occupied. And I said, okay, I understand all that, but how do you feel about the situation? Does it feel right? She's like, yeah. I said, okay, leave it at that. I know that wasn't exactly an example for taking massive action on it, but it was an example of allowing your empathy, which allows you to feel intuitively about almost all areas of your life. You can have a sense of, a feeling of, that if you take action and live from that feeling without the need of all the logic at all times, then you can greatly accelerate your life. And I'll give one last example. You know, many of you have been watching me a while know how like excited I was to get to San Diego. It felt right. It seemed right in my mind. So I was quite perplexed when a year later, or not even, I took one little trip out to Las Vegas and felt, Victor, you're going to move here. It's going to benefit you. This is your new place. I felt it. I didn't understand it. It didn't make sense to me, but I felt it. And by that time, I learned to trust my feelings. And I took massive action on it. I moved. I moved. I made that big shift that in the past would have taken me years to contemplate and stress about and ignore and resist and allow my life to pile up on me, making me say, okay, I just got to do it now. I just did it. and it was smooth, and now every day goes by and I'm proving why I just love being here. You guys see I shoot videos now in these gorgeous mountains. I'm making all these friends, and just it's just a beautiful, beautiful life for me here that I allowed to manifest because I trusted and took action on those feelings. So I know a lot of you have feelings about things, and I invite you to act on those feelings and then watch in awe as your life will then confirm to you why you had that initial feeling in the first place. But that feeling wouldn't have been present without your empathy that a lot of us are so like resentful about. That sensitivity allows you to be able to kind of have these knowings and feelings and intuitions. And if you could follow that up with action, you're gonna be sailing, okay? Okay. Now, I will, with all that said, I thought that was the more important stuff to say about being an empath. But now, I will give you guys some more practical hacks that can help you just sort of make the best of it when life does sort of bring you down, okay? So out of all the things I'm going to share, and I say this a lot, there's one thing that I believe has the greatest impact on one's vibration. Meaning, if you're in a situation or a life or relationship where you're constantly sort of enduring negative energy, going out into nature is the best thing you can do. Like, I've noticed that recently, since I've been going to these red rocks all the time, I haven't been doing any yoga, I haven't been doing my foam rolling or stretching or breathing or any of these little techniques I used to do that were very helpful, because just being in nature helps so much. I know a lot of you are thinking, okay, well, I don't have red rocks. I didn't always either. Sometimes you got to get a bit creative and resourceful. Like a lot of, they always say in business, they say, you don't need resources to succeed. That's a misperception. There's plenty of people that have done amazing things with very little. You need to be resourceful. So when I was feeling very empathic, worn down by my life situation back in Michigan, I was living in a city. I had nowhere to go. So I went to a cemetery, and there's proof of that. If you watch a lot of my videos, I shot in a cemetery. It wasn't the mountains I'm at, but there was a noticeable difference of vibration there, and I could feel it because I'm so empathic like all of you. And I was like, you know what? I just feel better being around these gravestones in nature. It's quiet. There's trees. There's grass. A little like swampy pond thing, and I started spending a lot of time there. And a lot of times, this common sense just isn't common practice. I know a lot of you have a nature type of scenario available to you, and I would say go there as often as you can. Emily asked me how often do I spend in nature every day. I don't go to the mountains every day. I go to the Red Rocks a few days a week, but I go as much as I can. The fact that I can't go now is it's like it's going to affect me. I've become used to it. So anyway, nature, nature, nature. I wrote that 3 times. Other more basic things I'll just whip through real quick, and then I'll open it up for questions, is in my personal shower, I have this thing. It's just mineral dead sea salt. My wife decided to bring it into the shower. And after I just soap up and I like clear myself with the salt. And it's a good way to kind of clear your energy. A lot of us, we do tend to like pick up negative moods and vibrations and energies, and that's a real good way to kind of clear your energy. A really powerful agent for that effect is something, a lot of people use sage, and sage works, but this stuff called Palo Santos. I'm not sure how to spell it, like Palo Santos. It's this like little stick you burn. It smells nice. Reminds me of being in like the ayahuasca ceremonies. They use it a lot. And just my own personal experience, it works very well. When we moved into this apartment, there was like a real darker energy. And a lot of, sometimes it's hard to discern. Am I just feeling negative, or is it the mood, the energy of the place? Well, having spent a couple months here, we could tell it was the place. There were certain rooms, in fact, in particular, that we would just feel very afraid and like almost like a terror feeling, like just some darker energy. And we tried sage and all that stuff. Didn't work that well. But my wife got this Palo Santos. Whew, it's been perfect ever since. It was like a done deal. So if you got like a negative, if you're like living with negative people, maybe go bring this in your own little room and sort of like clear the area if you want to.